Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back, little Chicago, bringing us back 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Karen Post is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, helping her launch her brand spanking new book, Brand Turnaround: How Brands Gone Bad Return to Glory and the 7 Game Changers That Made the Difference. Folks, this book has 7 game changers for your brand that you need to know about. So that's the reason I encourage you to check it out. Available wherever books are sold, and also Branding Diva. What is it? BrandingDiva.com?
BrandingDiva.com.
All right. So check that out. That's so you can find her blog there and all the other things she does. Karen, talk to us about how values, you know, values are not new. But I believe that integrating the expectation that a company's values have to be demonstrated in the brand somehow, I believe that expectation is fairly new. What do you think?
Values are really the fabric of a brand and are so important. So now, just some values that like are important in my brand: creativity and agility and diversity and ethics. I try to incorporate those core beliefs in everything that I do. So then when you speak to your brand and you build your brand, it's authentic and it's really you, and those are the power brands. Like, people and companies that make up stuff that's not consistent with who they are, consumers are going to see that. They're going to, like, smell something that doesn't quite smell right. But if you stick to your core values and then you build from there, it's just being true to who you are, and it's a huge piece.
And Karen, in the old days, meaning like 5 years ago, a big company could be disconnected. Their performance could be disconnected from their promises, and they could sort of get away with it. But you can't do away with it anymore. I call it the nuh-uh factor. Karen, I think that whenever you say something that is completely out of alignment with what your performance is, what you're demonstrating in the marketplace, customers are able to go online and write in there in their opinions about that, and essentially say nuh-uh. And that's absolutely right. That tells people what your values are. If your execution, if your performance doesn't match your promises, you got a values problem, don't you?
You do. And Jim, what's key is, again, no matter what size your company is, the owner, the leader, you know, they probably know the values, but they must make sure that every customer service person, every employee, even their vendors and their partners, they need to understand their values so that everyone's clear, on the same page, and working towards the same goal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are some other things we need to know about values that are a big deal to the brand? What about the things that we stand for outside of our business, like community issues, other things? Are those important to brands?
They are important, and you know, because we're moving into a big political season, you know, people often ask me, well, how does that play into your brand? Well, again, it kind of depends on what you sell and what you do. But in certain cases, being transparent about that is a good thing because you're being truthful and honest, and buyers want that. And everyone's not going to love you, and some customers are not going to be right for you. But if you put all that out there, I think it's a good thing.
Well, I don't think you need to force the issue if you have a point of view. But I do think if it's a pro, I'll give you an example. I used this in a speech recently. Not long ago, there was a guy in Philadelphia who owned a restaurant, and he said, if you do business with us, you speak English. Now, my point is not that I agree or don't disagree with him. My point is those are his values. He thinks if you're in America, you should speak English, and he put it out right out there. And as you said a minute ago, you can either like it or not like it, but at least you know where the guy stands, right?
Oh, I agree with that. You know, and Jim, I do that a lot. You know, I'm all about self-responsibility, and it makes me crazy when people play the blame game on, you know, whatever the case is. And I'm very loud and clear, and I'm sure I annoy some people, and they probably think I'm not very compassionate, but it's who I am. And
yep.
And if it makes you uncomfortable, then I say opt out.
Karen, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
Okay, it's brandingdiva.com. Check it out. You can download a free chapter of the book if you go to my blog.
Brand turnaround. Brand spanking new, folks. You're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to keep one and give one away. Karen, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jim. Happy holidays. Bye.
Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.